tough getting older. Looked up, saw that light, started to walk towards it. Went into an antique store, they wouldn't let me leave. I asked Siri a question about my life expectancy and she changed the subject. There's some advantages to being my age. Frequently people will stand and offer me their seat, which is great on the bus, a little creepy in the men's room. I can now ride the city buses of Houston for free. So ladies, I can be anywhere in 4.5 hours. I have a hobby. I Google diseases and their symptoms. Evidently, I died 4 days ago, which makes this pretty impressive. I also like to get in the express line at the grocery store and count items in other people's baskets. Oh, I don't think so, lady. Not on my watch. You take your scooter and scoot. I went to the doctor because I thought I had arthritis. I don't. I have early onset rigor mortis. A friend asked me if I wanted to participate in the Adopt-a-Grandparent program. I said, sure. Now I have a 95-year-old man on my hands. I'd love to be a grandfather, but I don't even have children. I need to get busy. Ladies, I can be anywhere in 4.5 hours. Every time I leave my apartment, I have to go back because I forgot something. Tonight, I reached for my wallet. Wouldn't you know it? I'd forgotten my pants. I found this new technique which has improved my memory. I've quit listening to people so I have less shit to remember. The great love of my life I met in a bar. We met when I fell off my bar stool. She was already on the floor. One night that lady asked me to spank her. I asked her why. She said, I'm into discipline. So instead of spanking her, I made her go stand in the corner. Who's your grandpa? That was a difficult relationship. She had multiple personalities, and I'm bad with names. Like any drunk, I thought I could manage my drinking. I remember after one particularly rough weekend, on Monday I decided I would only drink after dark. Tuesday I bought curtains. In college, I wrote a paper entitled The History of Public Intoxication in the United States of America from colonial times to early this morning. I flunked out of college twice. First time because I was a drunk. Second time I was sober, but the shit was hard. I had a favorite drinking game. My favorite drinking game was called Leave Me the F*** Alone. Rules were real simple. All you needed was a pack of Marlboro Reds and a Jack Daniels on the rocks. Actually, that's all I needed. All you needed was to leave me the f*** alone. I love drinking during the holidays. I would get drunk and go trick-or-treating. Every holiday, I would get drunk and go trick-or-treating, which made for an odd Arbor Day in my neighborhood. I would get drunk before the show. Not my show, Good Morning America. I was on what I call my military diet, Captain Morgan and Captain Crunch. I got arrested for drunk driving. Not only was I drunk, but I've been smoking hash. When I took the breathalyzer test, I inhaled, tried to pass it to the cop. YOLO. So I was arrested, pled guilty. For my community service, I left the community. My first Alcoholics Anonymous meeting did not go well. I mean, it's anonymous, right? I wore a ski mask. I am a recovering alcoholic, 34 years sober. Thank you. There were a lot of one-night stands back in the day. Here's how it would go. I would get drunk, meet a woman, go back to my place, have sex, call myself a cab, leave. Remember, it was my place. I was a quiet drunk. Some people would say passed out. The haters. One night, I got drunk and passed out in a neighbor's front yard. When I came to, I was part of a yard sale. I was a blackout drunk. Now I have senior moments. I can't catch a break. I spent most of my life asking questions to total strangers. Questions like, you tell me, you're the cop. The great love of my life I met in a bar. We met when I fell off my bar stool. She was already on the floor. One night, that lady asked me to spank her. I asked her why. She said, I'm into discipline. So instead of spanking her, I made her go stand in the corner. Who's your grandpa? That was a difficult relationship. She had multiple personalities, and I'm bad with names. Like any drunk, I thought I could manage my drinking. I remember after one particularly rough weekend, on Monday, I decided I would only drink after dark. Tuesday, I bought curtains. In college, I wrote a paper entitled The History of Public Intoxication in the United States of America from Colonial Times to Early This Morning. I flunked out of college twice. First time because I was a drunk. Second time I was sober, but the shit was hard. I had a favorite drinking game. My favorite drinking game was called Leave Me the Fuck Alone. Rules were real simple. All you needed was a pack of Marlboro Reds and a Jack Daniels on the rocks. Actually, that's all I needed. All you needed was to leave me the fuck alone.